Well, happy feast, brethren. It's hard to believe it's the fifth day, isn't it? I hope it has been a wonderful and inspiring feast for you so far, brethren. It certainly has for my wife, Chris, and I. But we're not going to turn there to begin with, but in 2 Peter 3, verse 18, the Apostle Peter was inspired to write that we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's focus on the first part of this statement, that we are to grow in the grace of Jesus Christ. What does this mean? What does it mean? To understand this statement, we need to know what the grace of Jesus Christ was and is. In this message, we will very briefly look at some elements of the grace of Jesus Christ, and we will see how we can grow in that grace. You know, grace is a fascinating spiritual concept. It has multiple facets, and it's manifested in various ways. And one of the ways in which grace is manifested is how we treat others. How we treat others. God the Father manifests His grace toward us in His unmerited pardon, His forgiveness, His mercy, His patience, His favor, and blessings that He gives to us and to the rest of mankind that will be fully realized yet in the future. You see, grace is an expression of the mind and character of the person expressing it. So what was the mindset of Jesus Christ? In Philippians 2, verse 7, God's word tells us that Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and being in the form of a man, he humbled himself. He humbled himself even to the point of death. So humility was a key element of the mind and character of Jesus Christ. Another key element of the mindset and character of Jesus is love, or agape love, as we heard by Mr. Shaby in his message. In John 15, verse 13, we won't turn there, but Jesus says the following. He says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." And Jesus did just that, laying down his life for all of mankind due to his love, his agape love for all mankind, as well as for the Father. In the previous verse, right before it, in John 15, verse 12, Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And he just said that there is no greater love than the love that he had, that he would lay down his life. Humility and love, brethren, is an amazing and powerful combination in the mind and character of Jesus Christ. And that mindset expresses itself in the grace of Jesus Christ that he showed in the way that he treated others. Let's consider some of the ways that Jesus expressed his grace in treating others. The first example we will consider is the compassion of Jesus that Mr. Clore talked about, compassion, yesterday. In Luke 7, there is an amazing example of the compassion of Jesus Christ. Jesus was in the city of Nain, N-A-I-N, and he encountered a large crowd. A dead man was being carried out of the gate of the city in a coffin, who had been the only son of a widow. So the woman who was crying had lost both her husband and her son. Imagine the grief of this poor woman. And when Jesus saw this, as the passage says, he had compassion on her. And he told her not to weep. And then he touched the open coffin. And he says, young man, I say to you, arise. And the man sat up and began to speak. Imagine being there, brethren, and seeing this. And Jesus presented him, the man he had just resurrected from the dead, or brought back to life. He presented him to his mother, who had not even asked Jesus for anything. And yet, he performed an astonishing miracle to help her. An amazing act of compassion. There are many other instances where Jesus had compassion on great multitudes that followed him, and he healed those who were sick and afflicted. In the account of Matthew, in Matthew 12, it lists some of them. In Matthew 15, there's the account where 4,000 people had followed him for 3 days and had nothing to eat. And as it says, Jesus had compassion on them in Matthew 15, verse 32. And he performed a great miracle of multiplying 7 loaves of bread and a few fish to feed all of them. There are many other examples of Jesus healing people with diseases and blindness, those unable to speak, paralysis, a withered hand, blood flow, demonic possession, helping lepers who had lost everything, and bringing others back to the dead, besides the story we just considered. As he walked this earth, Jesus was an amazing example of practicing compassion, one of the expressions of his grace. So I ask you and I ask myself, how compassionate are we? How compassionate are we? Another example of the grace of Jesus was his patience. There are many examples in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John where Jesus showed remarkable patience while teaching those who did not understand, at least at first. And he showed great patience with Thomas, who doubted his resurrection. And again, I ask, how patient are we with our brethren and those in the world and our families? Another example of the grace of Jesus Christ was his mercy. An extraordinary example is the account in John 8, where a woman is brought before him who had been caught in adultery, as we're familiar with this story. And Jesus handled this situation with great patience as the Pharisees pressed him. They were trying to entrap him. But he calmly wrote on the ground, probably their sins, and then asked the first without sin to cast the first stone, showing remarkable wisdom. And after the crowd left, Jesus told the woman that he did not condemn her either, and to go and sin no more, showing great mercy upon her. And yet there's another example in this story of the grace of Jesus Christ. He told the woman caught in adultery that he was not judging and condemning her. So another example of the grace of Jesus Christ is that we are not to judge and condemn others. In Matthew 7, Jesus directly says this. He says, why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? He says, judge not, that you not be judged. It is so easy, isn't it, to judge others, to form opinions quickly, to wonder how another person can be so sinful and yet be blind to our own sin, or to de-emphasize our own sin. Again, I ask you and I ask myself, are we judging others? Yet another example of the grace of Jesus Christ is related to not judging others, and that is to forgive. In Luke 6, verse 37, Jesus says, judge not, you shall not be judged. condemn and you shall not be condemned, as we just saw. But then he continues and he says, forgive and you shall be forgiven. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. And Jesus gave us the ultimate example of forgiveness in Luke 23:34. When he had gone through a horrendous beating that horribly disfigured him, and then he had been nailed to a cross, what does he say? He says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Again, I ask you and myself, are we willing to forgive those who hurt us, who even may deeply hurt us? Which brings us to the last example of the grace of Jesus Christ that we will consider in this message. In Matthew 5, verse 38 through 44, Jesus tells us to love our enemies, to give to those who seek to take from you, and to bless those who curse you, to do good to those who hate you, and to pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Jesus actually did this, and it was an expression of his grace. He showed kindness and forbearance to all. Another element of his grace, including those who terribly hurt him and were about to take his life. What does forbearance mean? It means to hold back, to restrain yourself, to have self-control. Are we willing to do this? To have forbearance? Are we kind to others even when we have been hurt? Do we forgive those who may annoy us or hurt us or even spitefully use us? Are we truly willing to practice forbearance toward them? Do we truly love those who may irritate us or annoy us or offend us and even badly hurt us? So we've seen the examples of the grace, just a few of the examples of the grace of Jesus Christ, his compassion, his patience, his mercy, his mindset of not judging and condemning, his forgiveness of others, and his kindness and forbearance toward others. Turn with me, brethren, to Colossians chapter 3, and we will read verses 12 through 14. Colossians chapter 3, we will read verses 12 through 14. This is Colossians 3, verse 12. Paul writes to the Colossians, he says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering or patience, bearing with one another, forbearance, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, or agape love, as we've heard, which is the bond of perfection. Are we willing, brethren, to strive to do these things? To grow in these things, because they sound familiar, don't they? These are elements of the grace of Jesus Christ. Are we striving to make them examples of our grace as we deal with each other here at the feast, as we deal with others, as we encounter those as we travel, and moving forward in our lives? Are we striving to grow in these things here in Colossians? Because you see, brethren, in his perfect wisdom, God commands us to leave our homes and our everyday life and routines to come to his Feast of Tabernacles on eighth day. And the purpose is to encourage us and to refresh us, to remind us of his great plan for all humanity. And yet another example of God's purpose in bringing us here is to help us to grow spiritually. We will surely encounter stresses and difficulties with others here at the feast. But we will also have opportunities to practice the grace of Jesus Christ, which we briefly considered today, to practice it during our time together here, and to actually grow in the grace of Jesus Christ. But how? How can we grow in the grace of Jesus Christ? Every day here at the feast, brethren, ask God on your knees to help you to truly love your brethren and others. Ask God every day in your prayers to help you to humble yourself, to not think too highly of yourself. Remember, brethren, love and humility were key elements of the mindset of Jesus Christ as he walked the earth. And the expression of that was his grace that we are to grow into. Ask God every day moving forward, brethren, to help you to have that same mindset, so you can grow in the grace of Jesus Christ. And you say, okay, I'll pray for it. But how badly do you want it? Will you pray for it every day? Will you ask God to help you to pray for it every day, to have more humility and agape love? As Mr. Petty mentioned, by God's Spirit, we can change. And God will help us to change in this way so we can grow in the grace of Jesus Christ. And it's so important to do so because we're going to take the grace of Jesus Christ to all the human beings on the earth during the millennium that the Feast of Tabernacles pictures. And then later, working with Jesus Christ, we're going to take the grace of Jesus Christ to all of mankind in the white throne judgment that the eighth day pictures that we're keeping here at the feast as a reminder. Ask God every day, brethren, to help you to grow in humility and agape love. I surely wish you, brethren, a fantastic and spiritually profitable remainder of the feast and the eighth day.